to Transcendental Transformation, the place where spirituality and transformation unite. Host Miss Raina imparts truth so that you can break through your limiting beliefs and evolve into a deeper consciousness. As you go about your day, remember, before every breakthrough, there is a breakdown. And now, let's start the show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's episode of Transcendental Transformation. I'm your host, Miss Raina, and today is Tuesday, March 28th, 2017. We are coming live from the beautiful city of West Palm Beach, and it is a gorgeous day. I'm looking out my window right now. I know the YouTube channel isn't working once again. We had it working, and of course, for some reason, it's not finding our encoder, which I'm hoping it'll start soon. If not, I am recording the show on the actual computer, but it will start anyways. But yeah, it's a beautiful day and I'm excited. I'm looking outside and the sun's still out and it's going to be out to almost the remainder of the show. But I hope all is well with you guys. I really do. How's your week been going? What's been going on with you guys? Hopefully everything is, you're healthy and, you know, and happy and everything's going well. I want to take a moment to remember a friend of mine who passed away this week. I got the news this Friday. Joe Fagello. He was 51 years old. He had a heart attack. A couple of days before Friday, they went in for surgery, and I guess they found a couple of blood clots. And while they were trying to remove the blood clots, obviously, he had a few heart attacks and he died and he transitioned. I hate using that word died. It sounds so final. It sounds so endless. And so he transitioned back home. And as sad as I am to lose him as a friend and everything, I'm happy that he's moved on through this body and through this life, and he's learned everything he needs to learn. But I'm going to miss him. Joe was the type of guy who was, I met him about 7 years ago, 7 or 8 years ago. I don't even remember. Time goes by so fast now, doesn't it? But I met him about 7, 8 years ago at the Kava Bar when I first started working on Clematis. And, you know, from the first moment I met him, Joe was very kind to me. He had this warm smile. He was very courteous. He was very caring. And how we met was I had a neck problem at the time, and me being a massage therapist, he was a chiropractor and he adjusted me. And ever since then we started talking. We weren't so close, but close enough to where we had a lot of conversations on medicine. And unfortunately today was his wake and everything, and I was not able to go due to work. I was going to try to reschedule the show, but with the schedule I had, it just wasn't going to be. So I just wanted to take a little moment to remember Joe, and he always helped others, and I just want to remember him the way he is. So Joe, I love you. I miss you, or I'm going to miss you, and I already miss you, and I'll be seeing you soon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can call us on our YouTube channel, That's how much I have YouTube on the mind right now, because I've just been dealing with this forever and it's still not working. You can call us at 310-861-2341. If our YouTube channel is working, I am recording, like I said earlier, I am recording the video off my computer or off the main computer. So therefore, hopefully I can get a video up instead of just the audio. And I gotta write YouTube to figure out what's wrong, why my encoders aren't working. But you can follow us on our YouTube channel, and I promise you we will get it working flawlessly soon at youtube.com/ Transcendental Transformation Radio Show. First, we're gonna go into this weekly's questions before we get into last week's show and everything. This week's question comes from Whitney from Rhode Island. Miss Raina, you've mentioned before that you've had issues with personal affection and touch throughout your life. Me too. Someone touching me just grosses me out, and even if I want, or just grosses me out, even if I want it. I want to be more affectionate, but I just can't get past the feeling that it gives me. Well, you know, Whitney, touch is very, very personal, isn't it? It's something that's personal to all of us, and it's very intimate. And even though, you know, a lot of us like to be touched, a lot of us like, you know, the attention and affection, it still really is very personal. I know for a fact that, and I've mentioned it several times on the show that I've had issues with being touched and everything, but touch allows us to open up. Touch is all about receiving. It's all about giving and receiving, and the balance of that idea, and allowing someone's energy. And even though our energy doesn't directly affect us like a lot of people believe, it allows someone to create an energy of giving, and it allows them to feel like it allows them to share their sense of love, their sense of compassion towards you. And some people are just born naturally touchy-feely. And so when we allow the balance of give and receive, it allows us to receive, and it allows us to create our own version of love and compassion within ourselves, so that it will help us heal. What we share, what we feel towards others is what we share. And so a lot of times when people care for you, Whitney, they want to touch you. They want to express it. They want to hug you. And I know if anyone knows better, just as much as you do, I know that, you know, when someone wants to hug me and I'm not feeling like I want to be hugged, it can make that feeling of love and compassion kind of makes your teeth grind, right? But it also tells us about how we're feeling about ourselves. And what we're open to. Because if you think about it, what is touch? Touch is someone's sharing their affection for you, showing their appreciation, right? And if we reject it on a daily basis, then what is it really saying about us? I can see if it was a complete stranger, because I know for some people, it's just personal boundaries. I don't want a complete stranger. I have a hard time, you know, even with my family members or someone I'm dating, touching me. But let alone if I have a complete stranger that comes up and just starts touching me, I take a step back and put my hand up and say, whoa, you know, back up, bud. But you know, if it's people that we care about, people that we're used to, and it's constant, I had to take a look at myself and say, well, you know, what does this say about me? And what I realized is that, you know, it tells us about our appreciation about who we are and like how we appreciate ourselves and what we think of our body, because it all has to deal with self-image and kind of that idea. So, like, I won't get into it too long because we're running way behind time already. But, you know, even when I was adopted, I was a drug baby, as everyone knows. I've expressed it on several radio shows before. And my biological mom never touched me. My biological dad took off as soon as he heard, hey, you know, I'm pregnant with your daughter. And so people that aren't touched when they're young have a hard time being held, have a hard time feeling comfortable with human touch, because it's a psychological impact on the mind. And it allows us to create this bond and this bond to the human touch. It allows us to create the bond to other people. And when we don't get that, our body kind of rejects it. And I know personally, I've rejected it for many years, and even people I dated, they're like, why can't I touch you? You know, sex is okay. You know, if it's sex, hey, you're all down for it. But, you know, hugging, kissing, affection, why does it gross you out so much? And so I went on this big research thing for people who hate to be touched. And I found a lot of people that are adopted and people with self-esteem issues that weren't touched when they were babies. And so this is something you might want to look into, what kind of relationship do you have with your mom and dad? Were they affectionate? If they weren't, then, you know, this is a road you may want to explore. If they were, then you got to look at it. Okay, well, then where in my life did I start losing my self-esteem? Where did I start losing my body image and my appreciation? If it is just a boundary line, then you got to figure out how to eliminate that, at least with the people you care, because the people you care with will take it as a rejection, even though you're not responsible for how they take it. But I've been forcing myself to, you know, hug and shake hands and share energy and until I was comfortable. And finally, it still makes me a little uneasy sometimes, but I'm so much more open to it than I was before. All right, let's go into the shows right away, because last week, the impulses and desires of the sensual body. sex for many years in this country used to be something that we were uncomfortable with. We were really uncomfortable. It was taboo, right, to think about sex. And I gotta say, even after this show, we had people that, you know, that kind of wrote in, and you could tell that sometimes sex is very close-minded. People really have a hard time with the idea of sex, and they look at it and they're not really open to it, and they think that if you talk about sex or if you're sexual, you know, you're leading a path of immorality and just like this social decay. But you know, but a lot of people in general are becoming more accepting. They're being more open, and I think that's great, because you know, as I said, we are sexual people. We are meant to explore. We are meant to you know, to feel and share energy. However, though, we do have to be smart about it. That doesn't mean just, you know, let's have sex with everybody. But that what it means is, you know, hey, if we're going to be sexually active, be smart, be protective, be choosy. Make sure your partners, you know, make sure, check who you're, you know, sleeping with. Obviously, people who are loose as far as like they're just sexual partners, they don't care, and they don't matter about protection, or they don't care, you know, how many people the other people. Well, you know, then we're getting into a dangerous thing. But you know, sex with your partners is very healthy, and we even touched a little bit about masturbation. So sex and masturbation, you know, we talked about how that brings health to the body, and people don't realize this. This is something that the body needs in order for it to start helping with hormones. And we're going to get into a little bit about that later in the show. We're going to kind of tie it all in together. But, you know, sex and masturbation it's been clinically proven to show that it reduces pain in the body. And I know people with chronic pain really don't feel like having sex or masturbating, but it really does show that people who have sex, especially with their partners, and it's in a loving manner, actually have less pain, and their moods are better. And so I wanted to tie this show in from this show to tonight, because it has a lot to do with it. And if you haven't listened to the show, make sure you go listen to it. But for you couples out there, because you guys did write in a lot as well, but you know, it is important to be on the same page. And I know we got many write-ins that I just said that said, hey, you know what, we weren't on the same page, and now we are, and I've noticed a complete difference, because you know, I was afraid, and I was afraid of this. And over the past week, there was many people that wrote in and said, yes, I finally expressed to my boyfriend or girlfriend how I felt in a way that doesn't seem so scary. And you know, the reaction that I got wasn't as scary as I thought. And I said, well, you know, that's the point, right? That's the point to do it. So experiment, have safe sex, you know, love your partners and everything. And it's beneficial to the body. If you haven't gone, check it out. It's in the archive. You know where it's at. So tonight, let's get into tonight's show, because I am excited about tonight's show. Tonight is all about the thyroid, our hormones, and our ever-changing moods. Do you often struggle with constant mood changes throughout the day? Do you try to eat right and stay healthy, but find your energy levels are low and your weight doesn't change? Becoming healthy is difficult. It's very, very difficult. And you know, the thing about this country is that there's so many fads, there's so many ideas going around today, and it's hard to figure out what's going on, because one minute the doctors say, you know, hey, this is healthy. Eat canola oil. Eat these type of fats. Do this. The next day they're saying, no, don't eat canola oil. That's bad for you. That's going to cause cancer. This is going to do. And I got to tell you, if I wasn't in the medical profession, if I didn't have my degrees in oriental medicine and alternative medicine, I would be going nuts. I would be like, what is true out here? What can I eat? What can I eat? How, you know, if I'm moody all the time, and it's not just about diets and stuff. Well, how do I fix this? Because even supplementation, you know, I have friends that come to me and people that come to me all the time, and they're like, well, you know, I'm having this mood, and you know, I saw on Dr. Oz that for them to take this and them to take this, but you know, it made me feel better for a short time. And then all of a sudden my mood went all back. What happened? What's going on? And this is the danger about getting into things. This is why I tell people, because even on Facebook, I see some people that have that create these pages and other social medias too, that they just pass around information. Oh, do this and it'll cure cancer. Do this and it'll cure this. And I'm like, have you ever tried that? How do you know? You're passing it off like you know about this. How do you know? And even times they've had stuff on acupuncture. And I said, why are you passing this information out? Because if somebody does and they do it wrong, they can lose a baby. They can cause themselves seizures. They can cause themselves their heart rates to go up. They can cause psychological issues. You know, acupuncture is safe and everything like that. But there are, you know, points in the body that can cause the body to go haywire, especially if we don't know what we're doing. And it's the same with herbology. For the most part, herbology is safe. But, you know, you throw a couple of toxic plants together and you don't know what you're doing, hey, we can end up in the hospital. So we got to be smart about this. And, you know, when it comes to our weight, when it comes to our mood, we're willing to try everything because, you know, whether it's thyroid problems, hyperthyroidism, hypothyroidism, whether it's hormonal issues, whether it's our moods and our weights or whatever, you know, it's a constant struggle. And I'm going to sympathize with you guys who are in this because this has been a topic that's been near and dear to myself too. And so, you know, diets and fads and all these supplements, they change out as fast as they go or as fast as the day goes. One minute they're saying, eat this, take this supplement, and the next man, don't take this, and blah, blah. And sometimes we have to collaborate supplements with each other, and they don't tell us that. And then we go out and spend hundreds of dollars on ideas and thoughts and supplements and weight programs and doctors and stuff, and we're not getting anywhere. And so how do we know what works? How do we know if it does work, how do we know that it's not going to create a health problem later for us in life? Because that's kind of a gamble. Our supplementation and the things on the market can cause issues, and they put that on the box, but we don't care because if we're overweight, if our moods are bad, if we have hyperthyroid, we are willing to do whatever it takes to change our bodies, except proper care. We will take any pill, any medication, regardless of the side effects, but not take away what we need to do. And so I look at this and I say, okay, well, I want to know what's going to work for me. I want to know what my body's going to respond to. And if it works, what are the health problems later? Are there any health problems? Are there any side effects? Is there anything that I need to be aware of? Because, hey, great. If something's making me lose weight, like the Atkins diet, well, don't eat any carbs, just eat all fats. It doesn't matter what kind of fat you have. And if you're looking at me when you watch the video and you're looking at me on the video, you're going to see my eyes rolling here because, hey, if you eat tons of fat but no carbs, yeah, hey, you're going to lose a lot of weight, but you don't know the damage you're doing to your body. If you're cutting out, and we're going to get into carbohydrates and glucose and glycogen and all that stuff, we're going to get into all those things. But if you're cutting out all sorts of carbs, and then all you're doing is pumping all, you know, large chain fats, medium chain, and just all these fats, I mean, what do you think your body? I mean, you're shocking your body. And so you'd rather lose weight or change your mood or change your thyroid so quickly rather than take the time. What I'm going to teach you guys tonight is invaluable. It's going to change your life forever if you listen. And even so, I can't fit in all this information into one show. I only have an hour. So I really want you to pay attention, listen to this show over and over, and then go into it. And then, you know, do your research, talk to medical professionals, you know, do your research on this before you jump in. Just because Ms. Raina says it, just because Ms. Raina's educated, I don't want you just run out to the store and say, okay, well, this is what I need to fix. No, that's not the smart thing to do. So even afterwards, inquire with your medical professionals, but we'll get started right after these messages from our sponsor.
With so many fads and gimmicks in today's world, it's crucial to understand the choices we make regarding what we ingest and apply to our bodies. KM Botanicals Custom Fusion Herbal Products help make those choices simple and smart. They use only the purest sourced ingredients that produce high-quality products your body will love. Their specialized custom blends are scientifically formulated to establish and maintain a healthy, radiant external as well as internal domain. KM Botanicals custom formulas are clinically developed by a licensed esthetician to suit your individual needs. relish in the full line of therapeutic grade essential oils, or get creative and combine their high quality raw ingredients to create your own blends. With custom blends, KM Botanicals prides themselves on the promise that your products will be formulated and tailored just for you. Simply visit kmbotanicals.com to download your personal questionnaire and get started. That's kmbotanicals.com or call 954-281-5613 for more info. Give your body the healthy look it's been craving with KM Botanicals.
The first thing we're going to start about is all disease starts with parasites. Yeah, that's right. Parasites. I know what you guys are thinking. Some of your eyebrows probably raised like, what? Parasites? Absolutely. All disease starts with parasites. Even before inflammation, if you're sick, if you're diseased, if you're in pain, if you got stomach issues, if you got diarrhea, if you got bloating, everything, it revolves around parasites. Parasites are the main cause to cancers and so many diseases. And Western medicine doesn't tell you about that. Western medicine will always tell you, oh, well, you know, it's they'll classify the cancer, they'll classify the disease, but they really don't dig into parasites. And parasites, the information about parasites is so involved and so great that it was one of the topics that I love to read about. I still read about it all the time because it's so interesting to me. But the two types of parasites that I'm going to just kind of roughly address that give people the most problems. Well, one is obviously the worms, roundworm, tapeworm. Those you're going to find in your intestinal or in your intestinal walls. So that's going to give you intestinal health problems such as internal bleeding, diarrhea, certain things like that. And the other one is protozoa. These are single-celled organisms that are acute. These cause acute symptoms, also chronic diarrhea and different things. But when you have parasites, you're going to find that you're fatigued all the time. You're dizzy. You have a lot of joint pain. Obviously, like I said, the bathroom problem is going to be, your number two, I should say, is going to either be one day normal, one day hard, one day diarrhea, so a couple of days diarrhea, the next day, hard for a couple of days and then soft. And it's always going to be changing. And this is a good sign of that. Because why? Because in Chinese medicine, when organs are harmed, when any of your internal organs are harmed, let's take a few, such as because what a lot of the parasites usually attack these organs. Like in Chinese medicine, we look at the liver and the gallbladder, and we look at the spleen and the stomach, and those are good for the digestion. Those are good for running your whole body. I really think that the spleen and the liver are really the main two components in your body's health, but when the organ gets injured, you start to become irritable. You start to become really angry, especially the liver, and frustration builds in. When the stomach and spleen get injured, you start to worry. You start to have anxiety, and even your mental health starts to go because of the anxiety, because of the worry, and that's what it creates. And so we look at these things and we say, if these worms are attacking us, if these worms are hurting us and stuff, then how did I get it? How do people get worms? Well, there's a lot of many different ways we're going to get worms, and obviously food. We have raw food, uncooked meat. So I'm a sushi lover. I love sushi. I love to go out there, but obviously sometimes if sushi's been sitting out too long, or it's been mishandled, or it hasn't been packaged properly. I mean, there's so many ways to get them. And also, this is for you vegetarians out there. A lot of times vegetarians don't realize this is even mishandled vegetables. I mean, the packaging and transporting and all this different thing, not washing them properly. It is so important to wash your fruits and vegetables. I say one of the easiest things to do, instead of buying all those expensive vegetable cleaners, just put a thing of water in the sink, clean the sink, obviously, and then put a thing of water and then put some vinegar in it and let your vegetables soak for a little while and then rinse them off. And voila, everything's dead. But and it's as simple as that. But people don't really think. We always think about raw meat or undercooked meat that gives us parasites. And that's true, too. But vegetables do as well. Also, the other way is human contact. If someone has them, body contact. contact. I know we were just talking about someone that doesn't like body touch. That, you know, I mean, if you're going to be one of those OCD people like I am a little bit, then, you know, then if someone has them and they're kissing and you're really in there sharing drinks and food with people, that's another way to get them. Also, animal feces. I know a lot of us, and I'm an animal lover. I have a dog. The dog loves to lick me, you know, loves to give me kisses all over my face. And if you feed your dog a raw food diet, and even if you don't, you know, dogs, what do they like to eat? They like to eat other feces, right? They go and they'll scrounge up anything that's on the floor. Well, how do you know, even old food, how do you know what's in them? How do you know it doesn't have a worm in it? How do you know it doesn't have bacteria? How do you know it doesn't have, and our animals, and we're so lucky, we just love them so much that we just want to give them kisses all the time. And when some of us let our dogs kiss us in their mouth, even cats, they go and they poop in the litter box, and then all of a sudden they lick themselves, and then they come back, and then they lick us. And I mean, come on. I mean, it's a little bit obvious, right? But parasites are really involved as far as our moods. It really is involved as far as our diseases, and often responsible for chronic fatigue syndrome. You know, that's one of the biggest things. I always tell people, you know, people that come to me and say, oh, I'm always fatigued all the time, and the doctors can't figure it out. Check for parasites. See what kind of parasites you have. And just because if you have it doesn't mean you have these big 30-foot worms in your intestinal tract or anything. I mean, you might have them. They might lead up. They even go to the heart sometimes. But if you have trouble, you know, parasites are also responsible for, you know, those of us that can't lose any weight. Say like we have a little tire around ourself, and our hormones are checked out and everything is okay. Our blood and everything, and we just can't seem to lose the weight, or we can't seem to gain any weight. Some of us eat and eat and eat, and they're like, I don't understand. I'm trying to put on weight, and I just can't, and I'm always fatigued. I'm always and also sudden allergy change. Sudden allergy change, just all of a sudden. So I was talking to a friend today, and he was like, oh, well, I just went out. I live in Arizona now. And all of a sudden the pollen change, you know, the pollen's great. Well, understandably, but what if you're in the same area and all of a sudden, you know, you start running chronic fatigue syndrome, and all of a sudden you start losing rapid amounts of weight, or you couldn't lose the weight, or you couldn't even gain weight. And then all of a sudden, you know, your allergies came, and then the mood swings came, because parasites, you know, cause us to be grumpy all the time. They're taking away our nutrients. They're making us ill health. And so, of course, anything that affects our body is going to, because the parasites are going to affect the liver. They're going to affect the stomach. They're going to affect the spleen. And obviously, if these affect his organs, then these are the type of ideas that are going to come into it. Remember, liver is to anger and irritability and frustration. Spleen and stomach are to worry, anxiety, and mental activity. And so these are the type of things that we have to look out to. I'm going to do a separate show on parasites, because it's just so involved, and I love it, and it's so in depth that I honestly don't have enough time to do it. But let's get into the thyroid, because that's what the show is all about, right? Thyroid hormones and our ever-changing moods. But the reason why I put in parasites is because it's so essential to our moods. It's so essential to our health, and it's so essential to our hormone effects, or the thyroid too, because anything that's taking away blood, anything that's slowing our organs down, is going to put strain on the thyroid, going to take away from our hormones, and it's obviously going to change on our mood. But the thyroid, what is the thyroid? If we think of the thyroid, it's an endocrine gland, right? And it's responsible for secretion of hormone directly into the blood. That's important, and we'll figure out why. But the thyroid is located, if you see on the video, I'm you know, right in our throat, and on guys, obviously, it's right below the Adam's apple. And I'm going to tell you something that a lot of people don't know, and it's going to seem common sense, but, you know, both sexes have an Adam's apple. Just one's more predominant, or one more prominent in men, obviously, than women. But women do have an Adam's apple. And sometimes even in women, it shows. And, you know, and obviously sometimes with the world the way it is, we get confused. But absolutely. So it's just below the Adam's apple. And the thyroid it influences protein synthesis. And if we don't know what protein synthesis is, well, that's the way a generating new proteins. Sure, amino acids are the building blocks of it, but the thyroid influences the protein synthesis. So if the thyroid isn't working right, then the proteins aren't going to be made properly. And it also influences, obviously, metabolic rate. And what is the metabolic rate done? Well, it's done for energy and expenditure, right? Or energy expenditure. You want to be able to look at this. And that's why a lot of people who have hypothyroid all of a sudden start gaining weight. People who have hyperthyroid all of a sudden start losing weight. And they're up all the time because the metabolic rate is changing. And depending on what the body's doing, if these type of hormones that are being secreted, and we're going to get into the hormones right away, but if hormones are being secreted at such an alarming rate, well, then your body's going to act accordingly because it doesn't know any better. And eventually, hyperthyroidism does lead to hypothyroidism. The most important function that we have to look at is the hormones that the thyroid produces. One is T3, and the other one is T4, which is thyroxine. Let's go to the third one. The third one is calcitonin. And calcitonin is responsible for lowering blood calcium in the body. So when there's too much calcium in the blood or in the bone, it tells, or not enough, it says, hey, I need, you know, to take away calcium from the bone. Calcitonin is very important to osteoporosis, and we'll touch on that a little bit later. But T3 and T4 create iodine and tyrosine. Well, we know what tyrosine is, right? Tyrosine, I mentioned tyrosine as far as mental stuff and energy, right? It's a supplement that a lot of people take. I even take it sometimes even before a sporting event, sometimes even before working out. I take a couple, 400-800 milligrams of tyrosine, and it gives me more energy. Why? Because it's aiding in the production of these. And so why is all of this important? Why is the thyroid make so important to make T3 and T4? Well, because it's metabolism. If we look at the thyroid and we say, oh man, I have a problem with the thyroid, and what are we looking at first? Well, first we're going to check into our diet. We're going to first look at that, and we're going to say, well, the first biggest health problems, that I see is, well, what am I eating? What am I doing? What am I putting into my body that's going to allow, to supplement to the thyroid? What's going to supplement my body the best? And one of the biggest things that I have an issue with, and if you know me, I talk about this all the time, is one of the biggest fads in the country today. And that's the no or low carb sugar diet. So either they cut out altogether carbs and sugar, or they go very low on the carbs and sugar. And I just look at this and I'm like, are you serious? This is a fad? What are we doing? I mean, if you are on this diet, I'm going to tell you right now, stop. Stop. Get off this diet, because you are killing your body. You are killing your thyroid. You might as well just, honestly, you might as well just take your thyroid and get it removed, because that is what you're doing. That is how much damage you are doing to your thyroid and your body on these low or no carb sugar diets. It's amazing, because the body needs carbohydrates. The body needs sugars in order to function. If we didn't, there wouldn't exist in the world. They wouldn't be in every fruit and vegetable. They wouldn't be in these type of things. I mean, hey, we get bad raps, bread, grains, all this stuff, but even rice gets a bad rap now. Oh my God, carbohydrate. No, I can't have that. And I look and I'm like, can I just eat my rice? Yep. Okay. That's fine. And it looks great if you're a bodybuilder or something, restricting yourself so much that your body shrinks down so much. But even as my one friend Melissa said when she was bodybuilding, because I had her on the show a couple of years ago, and she said, Raina, I wish I listened to you, because you kept telling me, eat this stuff, don't eat this. What are you doing to your body? And I wouldn't listen to you. And the next thing she ended up with thyroid issues. She had, I think, thyroid issues and adrenal fatigue and all these different health problems. And she said, Miss Raina, I look great, but I felt like crap. And that's exactly true. Because why? Because our body doesn't have the nutrients it needs. So we, you know, we need natural sugars and carbs, and those are found in fruits and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables are so healthy for us, and that's not something we don't know. We know that fruits and vegetables are healthy for us. They, you know, they're full of antioxidants. Obviously, they're full of the sugars we need. They're full of carbs. They're full of fiber that we need. And so I'm always scruffing them down. And the reason why this is so important is because it is converted into glucose. And then the sugars are converted from, it helps start the conversion of T4 to T3. Remember those two important hormones that the thyroid makes, T3 and T4? Well, what ends up happening is there is T4, which is thyroxine, is inactive. It's inactive. It's waiting for it to say, get the messenger to say, hey, I need to transfer into T3. And guess what? Guess what tells that hormone to become active? You guessed it. Fruit sugar, fruit carbohydrates, especially the sugar. Well, it all turns into sugar because it all turns into glucose. Carbohydrates turns into sugar. Sugar turns into glucose. It all works the body the way it needs to. But that's how important it is. So if you deny yourself fruit, if you deny yourself the sugar and fruits and vegetables, then you will actively shut down your thyroid because it's saying, hey, I need to make this hormone T4 active into T3. And in order to do so, that has to happen within the liver. But I need fruit sugar. I need real sugars. I'm not talking about the processed sugars. I'm not talking about that. But, you know, when we have that conversion, when I was exercising, I lose weight really fast. I also gain it, you know, pretty fast too because of my hormones and everything. And I actually have to take injectable hormones, which really messes with me. But when I'm working out, I lose weight like that. The hormones don't really, but when I don't, I gain it right away. But my metabolism is always fast, regardless of what's going on, because I know that fruit sugars make that conversion. So if you have hypothyroidism, I would start, and you're on this no carb, no sugar diet, or even if you have a regular thyroid and you're fatigued and tired and you have no energy and you have to drink tons of caffeine or the Red Bulls or the Monster drinks or whatever to get your day going, start eating fruit. Start eating vegetables. Start eating stuff that has sugar in it, that has the fiber, that has the carbohydrates, and make sure that you start giving the thyroid what it needs to have the conversion from T4 to T3. So glucose is important to us, correct? Well, why is glucose so important to us? Well, because it's energy for the body. It's the key source of energy for the body. And it's the key source of energy for the brain. It's almost all the food it needs in order for that. That's why all these things go hand in hand. Why are you mentally fatigued and physically fatigued? Because you don't have enough glucose. And where do you get glucose from? There you go. You're catching on. You're smart. You're smart. Yes, absolutely. So if you have, so when you have low glucose, you're going to have psychological problems. And I don't mean, mental problems. I'm talking about fatigue, chronic fatigue. You're going to be tired. You're going to foggy mind. You're not going to be able to think right. You're not going to be able to put together sentences. You're going to sit down and say, Oh man, I got to go to work, but I just can't. I can't go to work right now. I'm just so tired. I can't think. And you're going to sit there and stare at your wall all day. and you're not going to be able to make a decision. You're not going to, because that's part of it. Part of our mental process, part of the energy that goes in from glucose is making that decision. We talked about liver, gallbladder, right? Well, gallbladder makes the decision for you. That type of the gallbladder energy makes the decision. And, you know, we have self-control when we have energy. Did you know that the people with lower energy have less self-control than people with higher energy? People with more glucose in them, more body energy, have more self-control than people without. And why is that? It's because the body, you know, needs its fuel. Hey, like I just said, are you working properly? Are you able to do your job properly when you have no energy? We'll be right back after these messages from the Life of Raina.
A message from the Life of Raina. We live in a world faced with many tough challenges. Our lives become chaotic and fill with disaster ever so quickly, most of the time before we even realize. Our issues beat down our mental mindset, and an imbalance of emotions become prevalent. The Life of Raina is dedicated to helping people on the deepest spiritual level. Miss Raina, the creator of Transcendental Development and Growth, works on your core issues and finds the solutions which allow you to break free from the emotional bondages of life, helping you achieve the life you've always wanted to live. Isn't it time that you lived life for you? Call the Life of Raina, 561-846-2190, and schedule your appointment today. That's 561-846-2190. Or email thelifeofraina at icloud.com.
I hear you diabetics saying, but Miss Raina, I can't have sugar. My doctor told me I can't have any sugar. I can't have any carbohydrates. I have to. This is the cause to my diabetes. And you know what I'm going to say to that? Yes, you can have fruits. Yes, you can have sugars. Yes, you can have carbohydrates. But the right kind of carbohydrates, the right type of fruits, the right type, those are the fruits, vegetables. Those have carbohydrates in them. Those have fiber in them, and they have sugar, as previously discussed. We are talking about the processed breads, the processed grains, all that stuff, even the GMO stuff, all the stuff that is the body can't break down. Because if you look at it, if you look at processed sugar or refined sugars or processed, you know, like anything that's GMO, the body needs to be able to break it down. And as I've explained before, you have a, you know, as your house, not any key. If you have a key ring and tons of it, I know men have a lot of keys. Even you women have a lot of keys on one ring. You know, try fitting all these different keys into your door in front of your house. It's not possible, right? Only one key can fit into that door perfectly to unlock it. Well, that's what the body needs as far as receptors and messengers and all these wonderful little things, these chemicals that are running into all these cells, is they need the key. And so when you have processed sugars, when you have refined sugars, what it does is it really does can't do anything with it, and so it just stores it as fat, it stores it as adipose tissue, and what ends up happening is because processed sugar is processed and metabolized in the stomach, that causes an insulin response. In the stomach, if it's processed in the stomach, it causes an insulin response and the blood sugar goes up. That's what happens. So when you eat fruit sugar and carbohydrates from fruits and vegetables and things that aren't, that the body can actually use, guess what ends up happening? It's metabolized by the liver. So the liver, if it's metabolized by the liver, it has little to no insulin response. And so your blood sugar may spike up just for like a half of a second, maybe a minute or two, because it's processing it, but it will not change your blood. It won't give you more diabetes. It won't make you worse. And actually, with fruits and vegetables and actually real sugars, you're actually feeding the body what it needs to repair itself. Yeah, I mean, if we won't get into antioxidants and all this stuff, but why are fruits and why is the acai berry so revered? Why is the pomegranate so revered? Because it repairs body tissue and it repairs the cells. It allows the thing, even blueberries, it makes you younger, right? Eat tons of blueberries and it makes you younger. It makes you age less. Why? Because it's feeding the cells, and that's what you need. The thyroid's working, your hormones are working, your brain's working, everything's working because you're giving your body fuel. So don't be fueled. And if you don't, or don't be fooled, if you don't believe me, go do your research. I have done my research on this, and I have read countless books, countless studies all over the world. And everybody who have shown that, you know, fruit sugar is processed differently and it's processed in the liver, whereas processed sugars are processed in the stomach, and that makes a difference. So you can keep on believing whether or not, oh, I can't eat fruits, I can't eat that. Well, maybe you just don't want to, but don't blame it on that fruit's going to raise and spike your blood sugar, because that's not true. Now let's go back to the thyroid really quick. The thyroid hormones are so important because it also lowers cholesterol levels, and cholesterol's not a bad guy. We look at cholesterol as such a bad person. You know, oh my God, my cholesterol's high. Oh, I got to take all this cholesterol medicine. But no, our body needs cholesterol to do things in our body, like sex hormones and all sorts of different things. But it's your triglycerides. Your triglycerides are what you should watch out for. If your triglycerides are high, that is when you have heart attack. That is when you have stroke. That is when you have all these different problems in the body. But if your cholesterol is high or a little high and it's still in range, don't worry about it. But it lowers the high cholesterol. It lowers the bad cholesterol for you. But it also, you know, and we're going back to cardiovascular health. So obviously, if it's lowering cholesterol, the bad cholesterol, it's not allowing your triglycerides to get out of crazy, then obviously then your heart health is going to be healthy. But you know what? A lot of people don't really realize that fetal development as well, growth rate, brain development. You know, if I'm passing down, if my thyroid isn't working and I'm having a child and I'm not eating the fruits and vegetables. I'm feeding myself McDonald's and drinking beer and doing all these little things. I'm just taking the worst kind of parent out there. But if we're doing that kind of stuff, you know, and we're not giving our body the things that needs, well, you know, if we're not allowing that child to be active too, their thyroid to be active, well, then, you know, then we're going to set our child up for all sorts of different, but you know, hey, we talked about last week about sexual function too, right? We talked all about sex last week. Well, you know, guess what? When our thyroid isn't working, our libido isn't up because the thyroid hormones also deal with that. It also helps with our menstrual cycle, our libido, our menstrual cycle, our sexual function. So when we're tired, when we're fatigued, who wants to have sex, right? When we're in pain, we talked about that earlier. Hey, have sex when you're in pain. Well, you know, well, if our thyroid isn't, because I know when I'm tired, I'm fatigued. And if I haven't, you know, had enough fruit sugars and carbohydrates and glucose in order for my thyroid, I feel fatigued and I don't want it. But you know, start changing the diet because, you know, I mean, you know, when you look at the thyroid and you really look at yourself and you say, okay, well, what areas of my life suffer? Have you asked yourself that? Have you asked yourself what areas of my life have actually suffered? I mean, I know I'm tired. I know my hormones are a little batty. I know I'm moody all the time. But I mean, obviously, if your thyroid is doing all this, of course your moods are going to change. Of course, your hormones are going to change because you're affecting your hormones directly. And I know this sounds like what I've talked about, all about weight. But no, I want to tell you that the conversion of T4 inactive to T3 active is important for your moods too because of all these different things it affects. So if you're thinking about that the show is just about weight, no. Think about everything else that I said, chronic fatigue and mental fatigue and all these different things. So let's get into hormones since we only got a few minutes left. I just want to talk, what are hormones first? Well, hormones are chemical messengers, right? Chemical messengers are responsible for regulating normal functions for the tissues and organs. So they carry sensory messages from the brain. After the brain is given a command, hey, go do this, it goes to the organ to tell the organ or the tissue, hey, you got to perform this function. And so obviously, just like how I said with the thyroid, if the thyroid's not telling the T4 to convert to T3, it's not going to tell the metabolism to go do this. If we were dealing a few shows, we talked about adrenal function. If the hypothalamus it doesn't tell the pituitary gland to send out a hormone to the adrenals, then hey, we're not going to make cortisol. And so all these, we're going to talk about 10 major hormones today, just really quick, kind of like briefly. But you got to realize that these hormones are chemical messengers. So if we're not getting the results or we're not seeing the results of our body that we want, you know, it's nice to blame hormones. Oh, it's my hormones. How many of us, you know, blame it, especially us women? Hey, your time of the month. And even you men blame us too. Oh, it's your time of the month. Anytime we get crappy and stuff. And yes, sometimes our estrogen, progesterone, hey, even for you men, your testosterone does cause, you know, a little chaos too for you guys that can be very crabby and moody as well. But you know, these chemical messengers are trying to do their job. And if you're not feeding it the proper nutrition, if you're not allowing the blood flow through the liver, if you're not allowing the spleen to make the blood so it can digest and all sorts of different things, if you're not allowing the stomach and the colon and everything to do its job, then we're going to create a chaotic mess in our body. So the ten hormones we're going to talk about briefly here is going to be GABA, norepinephrine, and epinephrine, serotonin, dopamine, oxytocin, testosterone, estrogen and progesterone, and acetylcholine. Well, you know, actually, I won't have time to go over these, so I'm going to only go over a few of them. But, you know, us women, we know all about estrogen, right? Well, what does estrogen do? Estrogen provides ovulation. It provides ovulation and an ability for women to conceive a child. And so when estrogen levels are down, guess what goes up? Our anxiety, our irritability, our confusion. That's why during ovulation, that's why during our periods and everything like that, we get a little crazy at times, because when our estrogen levels drop, our anxiety naturally goes up, our irritability goes up, our confusion. If we have low estrogen, and then what ends up happening? We're cranky all the time. We're always moody. So for some of you women that, you know, get your hormones checked out, get a blood test in order for, and check all these, see where all these hormones are. Check your GABA, check your norepinephrine and epinephrine, check your dopamine and your acetylcholine and your oxytocin, your testosterone. Even women, men, women, you both have estrogen, you both have testosterone in your serotonin level, because men, your testosterone level, you know, what is that for? What does your testosterone do? It's for the production of sperm. It's meant to produce sperm. So when you have low levels of testosterone, what do men don't want to do when they have low testosterone? They don't want to have sex. What do men do when they have high testosterone? They want to have sex all the time, right? And it kind of gets annoying sometimes for us women. But we love you anyways. So that's why you get aggressive. When you have high testosterone levels, you get aggressive, you get angry, you're territorial. It's all banging the chest, kind of like the idea. And you feel like that, don't you, men? And that's because we're having too much testosterone and the body isn't able to dump it. The body's not able to. That's why, you know, if we talked about the last show, that's why masturbation helps sometimes. It helps allow the testosterone to get out. That's why men become so sensitive and so loving. And that's why I hear all the time, oh, you know, I really love my husband, I really love my boyfriend after sex because he cuddles, he does all this stuff. Well, that's because the testosterone level drops. But GABA is a neurotransmitter and it affects growth hormones. It acts as an anti-anxiety and acts as an anti-pain. Its studies have shown that people who are bipolar actually have lower GABA levels on an all-around basis. So they find that everyone with bipolar, actually their GABA levels are low. And so it does. I had friends that used to take GABA all the time, and I'm like, why are you taking GABA? Well, because it affects my mood. It's going to help me. And they go run out to GNC or Vitamin Shop to take these supplements. And what they don't really realize is they're messing up their internal clock. And, you know, you start to build a tolerance to GABA, and it doesn't work properly. And then you're starting to mess up all your other hormones, because dopamine and serotonin fight for each other, and all these hormones have to fight. And so if you're raising the bar on all these hormones without the professional help or anything, then, you know, you're going to get yourself even wackier, because your body's going to even become too much or too little, or it's going to dump more serotonin because it's like, oh, I see more of this and I got to do this, and it's going to try to compete. And so this is really important. Acetylcholine tempers adrenaline, when you're really upset and you're really angry, you know, acetylcholine actually is activated to weaken the heart. It's to weaken the arterial walls. It's to calm it down so you don't become aggressive. It's to bring you down from the adrenaline rush. And that's why a lot of times after you're really angry, what are you? You're depressed and have anxiety, right? And you don't want to do anything because acetylcholine has been taken in. If we jump onto the transmitters of norepinephrine and epinephrine, well, you know, what is norepinephrine? Norepinephrine is known as the noradrenaline, and epinephrine is known as adrenaline, right? So norepinephrine mobilizes the brain and the body for action. It says, hey, we're going to go, epinephrine just shot up, and so adrenaline is here. We're going to take action. So get ready, body, because we're going to run. We're going to do all this stuff, and we're going to go. So wake up. And epinephrine says, hey, ding, 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 fight or flight, you're in danger. Let's go into panic. Let's go into emergency thing. And so it provokes the stress hormone. That's why people who are in fight or flight all the time, even a lot of my students, are always stressed out because they're always dumping epinephrine. And the only time epinephrine should be dumping is in a real true fight or flight situation, or in the morning when you wake up. What do you think wakes you up? What do you think pops you up? Is those neurotransmitters, those hormones, is popping up? And so it says, hey, wake up, body. Let's jump up. And that's the only time we need to do that. The last one I want to talk about, because I'm way behind, is serotonin. Serotonin is an antidepressant, and you know, it makes us feel good. Serotonin, we hear that all the time. You know, the feel good. It's not like oxytocin. That's different. And that, but serotonin makes us feel good. It makes us feel energetic and calm. But when we have lower levels of serotonin, we become aggressive. We become impulsive. We have difficulty coping. And a depression and sensitivity is our main signs. So we look at these things, and I always tell people to, you know, I've taken five HTP for years, and I'm not telling you to take anything. So please, I'm not saying that at all. But I take 5-HTP, which is 5-hydroxytryptophan, and that's a precursor to serotonin. So that tells the brain, you know, and I want you, if you're thinking about that, go get your doctor's, you know, go to your doctor and say, hey, is this right for me? But you know, that's the precursor to serotonin. So it tells the brain, hey, I need serotonin. I need to feel good. I need you to make this. So make it for me. And what it ends up doing is it even helps you sleep at night, because serotonin relaxes you. It says, hey, calm down, relax. Let's everybody feel good. Everybody feel all right, right? But don't go out and buy supplements. Just don't go out and try to fix yourself. Don't, you know, I mean, it's important to read and Google and all that stuff. I really have an issue because there's so many contradictions out there when it comes to health, but see a medical professional. Otherwise, you could mess up yourself more. Not all supplements are healthy, people, so I want you to remember that. Our bodies are complex, and so are our moods. But with the proper education, we might help understand our thyroid, our hormones, and our ever-changing moods. All right, everybody, that's tonight's show. And with a couple minutes to spare, I'm going to get out my little trusty paper here so I can tell you all about what I say every week that I don't remember. But thank you guys for joining us. If you want to look us up in Facebook at facebook.com/ Transcendental Transformation Radio Show. You can follow us on our YouTube at youtube.com/ Transcendental Transformation Radio Show. Follow me personally at facebook.com/ The Life of Raina. Visit our website, soulandspiritguide.com, and sign up for the newsletter so you can receive special hidden shows, VIP access to the website, and special offers from our guests. And please keep our emails rolling in. Please keep bringing in your questions. If you have any questions, if you guys want me to touch topics or go more in depth, like I said, our next show will probably be on parasites, and that's a huge topic. So again, it's going to be very brief and everything. But you know, Tell me what you guys want to hear, because I want to make sure that you guys are satisfied here. So, you know, have a good week, and always remember to believe in yourself. And it's not our ability or our talents that make us who we are, but it is our choices. Thank you, and have a good night.